Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. We now discuss if one had searched an area, if he has to be afraid that maybe new chametz was introduced, he needs to search it again. So the Mishnah says, no, you don't need to be afraid for that. Ein choshishin, you don't need to be afraid. Shema grara chulda mabayis labayis umimakum lamakum. You don't need to be afraid that once you've checked your home for chametz, that another home that hadn't been checked for chametz will have some sort of rodent drag from the unchecked home chametz into the checked home. Umimakum lamakum, and nor even in your own home, if you checked one, let's say, room in the house, you don't need to be afraid that after you check that room and it's clean, that maybe some rodent dragged chametz from the other room into the room you've already checked. Dim kain, because if you would have to be afraid for that, so then, mechate lechatzer umeir leir. You would similarly have to be afraid that even if you clean out your entire neighborhood and check for chametz, still the neighborhood could have new chametz introduced, or even meir leir, even a whole city which checked the entire city and was totally pristine, clean of chametz. Who says that maybe chametz wasn't reintroduced by an animal, and therefore in the davar sof that just would never come to an end, and therefore we don't require any room that has been checked for chametz to have to be checked a second time, if you have no reason to believe that chametz was introduced there again. That's the Mishnah. 2 points. One is there's a great deal of time spent in the Mefarshim differentiating or discussing why there should be, but yet isn't, a difference between the first areas mentioned in the Mishnah, meaning within a house or from one house to another house, and then from chatzer to chatzer and ear to ear, larger areas like a whole chatzer, I translated before as a neighborhood, for argument's sake, or from between cities. Meaning, the truth is that whatever the mechanics, the lumdus, the rationale would be for why you don't need to check a room in your house a second time, that same rationale should apply, or should not apply equally, from one city to another city. Just a question of practicality. So that's why it should be different, because the implication of the Mishnah is that really you should have to check rooms multiple times or houses multiple times. It's just that since you can't do the same for a whole neighborhood or a whole city, we'll let you get away with not checking the room or the place at the house a second time. So what the difference is in Lundus, many people take a stab at it, but I'll leave it be. I'll leave it be and leave it simply here and say that the bottom line is clearly you do not need to check. Once you check, there's no reason to have to check a second time. It's, the place once been checked has got a chazak of staying checked and clean. And really, we had a related issue in the previous Mishnah where we said that any place that hasn't had chametz brought in ever, there's no reason to be afraid that chametz was introduced. You have to check. You don't need to check places that in machnisim bochametz, they don't bring chametz there in the first place. Okay. A second point, just a side point here in the Mishnah, the word chulda, it's almost always translated as a weasel. Now, most probably a chulda is not a weasel for at least two reasons. The first reason is we don't really have weasels in Eretz Yisrael. And second of all, weasels don't eat bread. So chulda either means just a generic like rodent, a larger rodent than a mouse, and maybe larger than a rat. Maybe it is a rat. If you want to focus on a specific animal, it may well be the stone marten or the beech, B-E-E-C-H, beech marten, which is the same creature, which indeed is an Eretz Yisrael, is for the weasel family, and does, amongst other things, also eat grain products if it could get its hands on it. Okay, so fine. That's the second Mishnah, and now we go on to the third.